Memories don't change, hands will always feel the same. I'm not convinced forwards is back, and we didn't really mean all that. Still your prints are on my skin, like tea and tear-stained porcelain. I wish you'd see it from my side, the things I didn't get to decide. But if you insist, and I don't have a say in this, hurry up and hit the reset switch.
I hate it when lyricists mention the smell of somebody in songs. That's just a pet peeve of mine, though.
Why don't you like it?
I don't know. I think it's just a little bit creepy. But then at the same time, you are so aware when you have a significant other of their, like, perfumes and, you know, the smells of their body products and stuff. So it's true, but I just sort of still cringe whenever I hear it in a song.
Some things can be creepy and true at the same time.
Yeah, that's true. Avril Lavigne does it as well. You know,
yeah, so. But I try. I'd want to hear that from Avril. Yeah. The smell thing?
Yeah. You know, there's that one, she's like, it smells just like you.
Yeah.
And when you're
he
gone.
He was a smelly boy. I'm rubbing my belly, boy. Is that one, right?
Tēnā koe, ko Richard Tene, a ko Finn Johansson aho. Nā, New Zealand on Air Music, a Richard I tautoko. Ia wiki, kōrero ai au ki e tahi tāngata, e pānau ki a rātou waiata. He aha ora te whakaro mo te tito. Kia ora, this is Recharted, and I'm Finn Johansson. Recharted is brought to you by New Zealand On Air Music. Every week, I talk to a person, two people, or a group of people about the music they make and the way that they think about making it. This week, my guest is Claudia Jardine, who's a songwriter and poet who's been distinguishing herself on a nationwide scale since she was 15 years old. Fast forward 8 years to, you guessed it, the present day, and Claudia's debut EP, North, has hit the digital shelves. But that's not all. New Zealand's little wonder boy of a music video director, Martin Sagerton, has produced a charming and adorable video. Adorable because it has dogs in it. Adorable video, charming video, for the lead single of Claudia's EP, Hide. So be sure to check all that out, and here's the conversation. What did we talk about? We talked about orienteering, farting and then running away with proficiency. And Claudia took Rome's earliest known historian to task for writing about women like a dummy. I'll just drop you in. Here we go.
I had a look at your YouTube channel and there's lots of cool covers on there, including almost an entire Arctic Monkeys album worth.
Yeah.
And I thought, what's the 2019 version? What's the cover album that you would want to do now?
Ooh, that's a really good question.
And money's no object. Like, you could crank up the production.
I feel like I would want to cover Marlon Williams' first album.
Wow.
That's the one I would do covers of now. There are some songs in there that really appeal to me as a songwriter, like a simple, like, sort of storytelling songwriter. Mm-hmm. Like, The Lonely Side of Her, that's what I'm thinking of.
Uh-huh.
And I'm Lost Without You, and Dark Child.
Yeah.
And then, like, the faster ones. But yeah, if I could just, like, you know, have a band and do it all, but in my own way, I would do Marlon Williams' first album. Maybe bring some more electric guitar in there.
Yeah.
Bit more of, like, a garage rock edge on it.
Is that what you're aiming towards? Because you just released something, but, like, you're looking to the future. You've already got some material, apparently, for the second release.
Yes.
Is that what it's going to look like?
I think so. I really enjoyed making this first EP, but it was always going to be, like, a bit of, like, get your foot in the door and kick it open a little bit. But I guess the more you play and release, the kind of more opportunities are available to you. And I'm definitely more open to the idea of, like, collaborating with people and playing with a band. Because, like, the thing about this EP is that I wrote the songs, I've been singing them for years, and then I was like, how do I make this into an EP that people will listen to and add, you know, more instruments to it and things like that. And so I collaborated with a guy called Tavi Powell-Metz, who was introduced to me by Lee Pribble. And Tavi was great and, like, clicked on really fast and has worked in a similar way with other people, and he's sort of filled in all the gaps.
So did he play the instruments that you didn't?
Yeah. So I'm in there playing, like, I'm singing, I'm playing guitar, I'm playing ukulele, but he's playing, like, lead guitar, percussion, and some keys and things like that.
Backing vocals. Is he the backing vocalist?
He's a backing vocalist,
right,
yeah.
Sure.
With that lovely velvety voice.
That was lovely and velvety. I remember actually watching the time dilation video. What do you call it?
Time-lapse? Oh, yeah, the time lapse from the Blue Barn Recording Studios.
Yeah, and I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
Were you only in there for, like, 5 hours?
It was like 2 days, 2 days, 5 hours a piece.
Yeah, see, I'd be worried personally about getting it all right in that short amount of time.
Yeah.
Like, is that an issue? Or...
I guess, like, on my end, like, these songs I've, like, had for so many years that I can sing it the same way over and over again, you know?
It's totally
ingrained.
Muscle memory.
And, like, he was listening to them and he was like, yeah, you literally, like, are hitting all the same spots and the frequencies every single time on every single track.
So you just had you in there and put you in front of a mic and it's kind of good. Yeah. That makes sense. I thought your video was really nice, too.
Thank you.
Do you have a personal relationship with... orienteering?
I did do orienteering when I was a kid. Yeah, I'm so familiar with it. Like, you could be given a little piece of paper. Like, I grew up in Otatahi, and, like, they would take us up to Victoria Park on the hill and just kind of, like, do the equivalent of eardropping a bunch of school children. Just, like, open the van and be like, here's your map. Go find the orienteering spots. And we'd all just be like, oh, running everywhere. But, there was kind of... Initially, we were thinking about filming up in the Port Hills on the Crater Rim. But the day before I got down to Christchurch, it was so hot and dry this summer that there had been a fire up there. And so my mum was like, oh, maybe, like, don't go filming up there. And then when I met Martin, we both were like, yeah, the fire risk is a thing. So
did you think you might go up there and then, like, the bush would catch fire?
Well, yeah, that's literally the concern. It gets so dry in the Port Hills.
Imagine that.
Yeah. And
but
like,
then you film it and then you'd have crazy music. I don't know. I'm not saying that you missed an opportunity. But anyway, you ended up with a sweet video.
Yeah.
So.
My initial pitch to Martin was, I have this hilarious dog who I think would steal the show no matter what you did with him. I sent Martin a video of Frank trying to do a roll. You know, like, sit, roll, and he doesn't execute it very well. But, you know, the charisma is there, and he's, you know, he's waiting for the applause.
He does have charisma, this dog.
Absolutely, yeah.
Charisma of the tongue.
Yeah.
Is it always like that, or do you have to, like, because obviously you've taught him how to roll, which is a pretty advanced dog trick. I mean, is that tongue of your design as well?
The tongue is entirely Frank. He's just born that way. But yeah, so I was messaging Martin and I was like, yeah, you know, the song is sort of about tapping out to take a break and do some self-reflection and try to sort of, you know, build yourself back up.
Yeah.
So I thought it'd be good if the music video reflected that kind of, like, I'm going to go off on a little, you know, trip and take some time out away from sort of hustle and bustle. So camping came into it, and then I was like, I've got this classic 80s family tent, you know, that canvas tent that's in some of the shops. It's brown and beige.
It is classic.
But it was one of those things where, like, Martin was in the garden filming, and I was like, oh, do I know how to put this up? I was always the little person, I'm the youngest. I was always the person sent into the tent to hold the poles up so everybody else could connect them. But I was always also at risk of being crushed by the tent, you know, if the tent did not cooperate.
No stranger to risk.
Yeah, exactly.
Really, you were like, yeah, we're being risk averse by avoiding this potential forest blaze, this bush blaze.
Mm.
But then you go and put yourself in another crazy situation.
Yeah, in the dark, you know.
Yeah. Did you crawl inside the tent this time?
Yeah, I did. Had to get right in there.
I fucking hate putting up tents.
Yeah, and so camping was a big theme. And then I was like, what about sort of Boy Scouts? And then Mum was like Moonrise Kingdom. And I was like, yeah, exactly. Like, love that film.
Back to it.
Then I was like, awesome, I guess I'll make Boy Scout uniforms. And then I was like, hang on, this is going to be really fun, because I'm like making customized Boy Scout uniforms. Like, if Frank was a Boy Scout, what would he have badges for? And then my dad was like, well, actually, you know, they're not like medals, they're like proficiency badges. It has to be something that you are really good at. I was like, well, what's Frank good at? Eating pears and apples, fighting and running away, and dental hygiene.
Did you get any badges?
Oh yeah, I made some for myself.
What
I had,
did you give yourself?
So I had exploring, friend to animals, and anxiety. Yeah.
So, seeing as there's a breadth of songs on the North EP, the breadth being the temporal breadth, the songs from when Claudia was 15 and songs from now that she's 23, or at least very recently. So I was like, Claudia, how did the songwriting change between then and now?
I guess I felt like for a long time, songs always had to tell the truth and always had to be like true to me and what I think and feel.
Yeah.
But now I'm way more aware and into the idea of authorial personas. People like Father John Misty come to mind. I've read a little bit about his attitude to songwriting. He kind of got a little bit tired of taking himself so seriously. And it feels to me like haunted feast music, where you think you're eating something and you think you know what it is, and then just when you put it in your mouth, it changes. I think Father John Misty and Aldous Harding do a good job of doing that.
Who are some people that you want to embody in these songs that aren't about you? Who are some of the characters you're going to write stories about now that it's not so necessarily autobiographical?
Oh, true. Okay, so I studied classical history for ages, and I feel like it's a minefield. Of course it is. Like, people talk about the myth kitty as this sort of collective well of things to pull from. It's why like classical myth is always sort of there and always coming through. Someone's always doing something interesting with Orpheus or the Muses. And
totally.
Yeah, it's always sort of present.
It's very, what's the word? It's bedrock.
Yeah, yeah, it's bedrock sort of stuff. And I think there's always more interesting ways to do things. So I'm kind of like, looking for the untold stories, looking for the stories that we think we know but can be viewed from a different perspective.
Could you give me an example?
An example?
What do you think everybody takes the wrong lesson from?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. It's not so much myth as history. There's a text called Balam Catilinae, which is a history by Sallust, and in it there are some very interesting women, one of whom is Sempronia, who I've always sort of been like, this is a figure who I think I would like to put into a song somehow. The history is about a senator in Rome who kind of goes off the rails and makes a conspiracy to overthrow the Republic. That's sort of the gist. And he is allied to some very powerful women. And the author of the history is very concerned to let the reader know that these women are powerful and therefore a bit bad, a bit naughty, because they're stepping outside their sort of perceived natural gender roles. And so they get these interesting little character descriptions in the history. Like, Sempronia is described as, like, well-educated, fluent in Greek and Latin, and she could dance far better than was necessary.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's like, what is that about? You know?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like
you wouldn't say that about a guy senator.
Exactly. It's like, it's sort of...
You wouldn't be like, hey, he has great pecs, as well as his acumen for currency.
Yeah. Classics is a really interesting field at the moment. People are kind of tweeting on more and more to the woman who got left behind or who was sort of hidden underneath all this other male-centred discourse. Oh. I'm interested in digging out some of them.
So if Claudia's next release has some of this character to it, I reckon it's going to be shit hot. But for now, you can sink your teeth into her fabulous North EP. And she's releasing it. She's doing a release show on the 19th of May at Meow with Ingrid and the Ministers, fantastic band, and Fruit Juice Parade, amazing band. So you got amazing, fantastic, and let's have a word for Claudia. Awesome. All right, that's it. I'm Finn Johansson. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music. This has been Recharted.
I'm gonna knit a new skin, one that fits just right, 'cause I'm tired of troubles getting in. I want to stay warm tonight, and towers and tears must fall. And hopes they must rise, and every mountain has its blanket of snow. So why don't I'm gonna knit a new skin, one that fits just right. So good I could be seen dead in it, and I wouldn't mind, and when they come and ask for alterations of their own designs, well, I'll tell them. Nothing but hide, hide. I made a living from pushing needles in my skin. Watch me start to spin, singing songs that haven't been written. Haven't been written. So spill my blood, feel my love. I'm lifting myself back. It's kicking in. gonna knit a new skin. When I get the time, but until then, I am what I am. I'm nothing but high.